Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. This message was intended to be sent to you by Friday, but by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm just recorded for you now. After I was engaging with one brother, and I shared with him some brother writing and reflection. And he told me, I like it. And he started going about different things. I tell him, brother, let's stop it. I'm going to give you a gift of a lifetime. And I'm going to explain to you how to read and how to reflect. And this not by me, because if you want to seek knowledge, you have to have the base. If you don't have the base, you will be distracted and you're not going anywhere. And the nafs will take over. We have the Quran, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we read Quran, we have to know who's Allah. Who's talking to me? By this way, if I prepare myself, this book, who is the author? Who am I to him and who he is to me? What his qualification? What his attribute? What his quality? Is this book for entertainment? Is this book just a talk to me? What happens if I read a book and I have no respect for the author? What happens if I read a book and I become more arrogant than the author? And I start analyzing the author. I start to criticize the author. This is what's happening. Or I start liking and disliking. Is the author reveal this book or give it to me for me to say I like it or dislike it? Or every author who wrote a book, he have a message. By this way, if I know the owner of the book, if I really know him, and I read his book with respect to him, and knowing who he is, I will understand what his message he wants from me. And I develop the relationship between me and the author. Even this from dunya perspective. From dunya perspective, if you want to read a book of anybody, you have to know who's the author. And even from the early days until today, the real book, the real author, will give you a biography about the author. Which one first, to read the book or to read the biography of the author? Because if I read the biography of the author, number one, I get little bit engaged with who is the author. And now I have to decide out who he is to me. Where is he coming from? What he want to tell me? Even the movie, same. By this way, we have a principle. If we forget the principle, we finished. Today, I see a lot of people reading books, reading news, going to movie, reading Quran, and no value. Why? Because the style of reading is completely wrong from the beginning. I forget to set the stage. Who am I? Who is the author? Now let's come to another point. Today you send me a link, I send you a link. I send you a reflection, you send me a reflection. I talk, you talk. Whatever it is, whatever activity. If I, me, the author, the one who writing, the one who doing, did not set intention and goal of what I want to achieve, what will happen? I can be a good writer. I can be a big speaker. I can be a seeker of knowledge. But what will happen? Go to the last verse of chapter Al-Kahf. the last verse of chapter Al-Kahf. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Whoever believe, desire, want to meet his Lord. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Do a good deed. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. What it meaning? Do a good deed with ikhlas. And don't do shirk in ubudiyyah. Excuse me. This talk to a mu'mineen. How Allah talk to the mu'mineen not to do shirk in ubudiyyah? It doesn't make sense to me. I'm already a believer. I'm doing good deed. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me don't do shirk in my ubudiyyah? Now I have to go back to check who is the author? Allah. Who's talking to me? My Lord, my Rabb, my Ilah. And who is talking to? The believer. Not the disbeliever. And what Allah advised me to do? Do good deed with ikhlas. And don't do shirk in your ubudiyyah. Meaning in my ubudiyyah. Why Allah warn me about that? I'm already a believer. I'm already a good deeder. If you go back 5-6 verse above, Allah talk about the disbeliever or the non-believer. The one who do good deed, but is not purely to Allah or not for Allah. Allah said in Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will be haba'an manthura. It will be just like bunch of dust in the air. It will be vanish. It has no weight. It has no value. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the state of the disbeliever or non-believer first? About their good deed, it will not be accountable. And he warning me as a believer. Why? Lack of ikhlas. By this way, if I send you a link, I send you a phrase, I send you a hadith, I send you ayat, I'm talking to you, but I do not have ikhlas in it to me. What is the value? What is the value of the writer writing? And what is the value of the reader reading? If it has no ikhlas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I talk about it when you go to Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh in his own Sahih al-Bukhari, how he started. He started with the hadith about ikhlas. This has a big fiqh behind it. Many people wrote books about the introductory of Imam Bukhari of Sahih al-Bukhari, just the introductory. They wrote books about it. But this is not the place for that, my message now, and otherwise it will take at least half an hour, 45 minutes, minimum. But my main topic in here, what I'm writing for, what is my intention, what is my message, and me as a reader, what I'm reading, what I'm reading it for, what message to me, what benefit for me, all this talk under what? Called ikhlas. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a very beautiful example in Quran over and over again, so beautiful and very comprehensive. Remember me, I remember you. Thank me, I thank you. Rely in me, I will take care about you. Believe in me, I will guard you and protect you. One sister tell me, please give me some phrases and something to talk about it, about the condition of the Ummah today and the news. The Indian economy and changing currency, the condition in America, the condition in Middle East, the fire in Israel, the earthquake In Japan, the condition of massive crisis all over, the refugee all over, the people suffering, and the majority of the ummah in what? In dunya, busy. And we acting like we will never die. And we acting like, oh Allah, I will give you some salah, I give you some good worship, what you want from me? I'm busy, leave me alone. I'm busy. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. We see death, we see crisis, and we acting like Qarun, exactly. What is Qarun said? Is my knowledge, is my money, I earn it by my ability. And I forget who is the doer. By the way, what happened if I forget who give me the intelligence, who give me the brain, who give me the tawfiq? What the purpose of it for me? What the purpose of my education? What the purpose of my money? What the purpose of anything? If the purpose is not for Allah, it vanish. It has no value. Dunya and akhirah. I talked to you about it before, about even what the value if I look to the beauty of Allah and I do not gain the wisdom from it. What the value if I see the sign of Allah, the might of Allah, the crisis all over, is an ayat, is a warning, is a wake-up call. Wake-up call about what? It's akhirah, it's not about dunya. But because we are so drowning in dunya, we take a look and we go back. We take a look, we have to go back. We cannot escape dunya for a moment. And we cannot make steps to akhirah, become very difficult. Why? One sheikh, he told me a long time ago, seeking knowledge is one thing. Listening is one thing. Making dua is one thing. But what Allah wants from you after that? Mujahada. What is mujahada? It's struggle. How much you want Allah to, from you to struggle? The best. The utmost. But today what we do? We struggle 1%, 2%, 3%. And now I want Iman 15-20%. It will not happen. Again, go back to the basic. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, remember me and I remember you. The early people, what they said? He said, if Allah remember me when I remember him, I have to be constant, remember Allah. I want him to remember me. Thanking me, I thanking you. Work for me, I work for you. Be with me, I will be for you. And for the people who want to know what to do at this time, please go to my article, An-Najah, the rescue. I give you all the majority of verses. When the crisis will happen, Allah promised to rescue. Rescue whom? Not everybody. Certain people will be rescued. If you among them in quality, Allah will rescue you. And please, read the heedlessness and meeting your Lord. By this way, we are in the middle of that. Even the one who try to believe they are alert and aware, okay, and follow the news, follow Quran, follow the Sunnah, we are in all heedlessness. Because after you watching all this, what are you doing? You have 50 million refugees all over. Not only Muslim, Muslim and non-Muslim, and from Arabic country, from Africa, from Asia, from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, from Indonesia, you name it, from Burma, from West Africa, you name it. Did anybody move and marry some? Did anybody move and get some children and take care about them? Can I just make dua and feel, oh, you know, and then that's it? If I die tonight, what I'm going to say to Allah? Allah, I'm busy. Leave me alone, I'm busy. I was telling some brother yesterday, for 30 years when I'm traveling, when I meet somebody, student, he tells me, wait until I finish my education. When he finished his education, he wants to make diploma. When he wants to make diploma, he wants to make magister or a master degree. You finish master degree, I want doctor degree. After degree, I want to get married. After I marry, I want a house. After a house, I'm busy getting a house, another car. the kids, the school. Well, oh, now I'm busy saving money for the children to go to school. By the way, I meet people for 30 years and they have only one word. I have no time. I tell them, my brother, since Islam, this sentence is haram. Why? You have 24 hours. You have the time, but you have no priority. This sentence, only angel of death will tell you have no time. And he will take you. Can you tell him, excuse me, I'm busy now? Can you tell the angel of death, leave me alone until I finish? What about you saying to Allah? And this one, Sheikh, he told me that long time ago. He told me, I will give you the knowledge, you will never go wrong. He said, you can argue with me, but prepare one question. When you go to the grave, what are you going to say to Allah? If you can argue with Allah and win, go ahead. If you cannot win the argue, prepare the argue, make you win. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ikhlas. Ikhlas is not easy. Is not easy. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, Ya Ali, akhlis al-amal yakfik al-qaleel. Do good deed with ikhlas, a small deed will be sufficient for you. And there's many ahadith about this topic. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this message is not for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a real Muslim, a real mu'min until we meet Allah. Please read the article, Heedlessness and Meeting Your Lord, and read the article about An-Najat, the rescue. You will understand what I'm talking about, and go to the journey of victory within versus of journey of defeat within. You will comprehend it completely. And if you start really in this journey, now you go and read and watch whatever you like, the crisis of the Ummah and the condition of the Ummah, which I recorded almost 15, 16 years ago, and I see it alive today. I do not have to add anything, because the Sunnah of Allah is the same, will take place. And remember, I sent some of you video about Al-Khasf, which meaning some scholar connecting the crisis of the Ummah right now, and how it is related to the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La taqumu sa'a hatta, and until, and he give us 10 signs. This time, 10 signs is before the ultimate 10 signs. And the first one, Al-Khasf. Al-Khasf. If you want, I will send you the video. Please, Yasara, you can join these three things, inshallah. Heedlessness and meeting your Lord. An-Najat, the rescue, and journey of victory within, and the video I send it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and give us najat from his adab, najat from heedlessness and blindness, najat from our dunya, najat of jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us najat from adab al-qabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ending of good deed with ikhlas, insha'Allah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.